54. Elevator music from hell.
Tell me what to do, 'cause nothing works without you.
Kiss me while the music good baby, this could sustain me. You should play a love song. You can play a love song. Why? Oh baby, take your hands off hater, off my baby's fader. When it comes to this song, you can't play it too long.
By our first glance, we glow in. was a fire, saving nothing from the past. Just glowing, I'm tripping into space, radiating love. In darkness I feel stuck, turn me into lightning bugs. Slow glowing,
glowing in the dark, find the streams of stars to taste. Roll me out like moonlight on a still black lonesome lake. Taken in by the night, empty elevated place. Glowing in the dark, find the streams of stars to taste.
Glowing in the dark,
find the streams of stars to taste, to taste, to taste.
You're listening to Area 54. Tim and Mike with you. That was Little Dragons. Song's called Glow, featuring Damon Albarn on vocals. You always know it's him because he doesn't really sing. He kind of talks. So off the album Slugs of Love. Blonde Redhead before that. I haven't played any Blonde Redhead in a while.
Brand new music from them.
Song's called Snowman from those guys. Royson Murphy did a song called Fader. And then Everything But the Girl off the album Fuse. Play a song called Nothing Left to Lose. She's still got it. Like, your voice still sounds great.
You know, I don't think they've released anything in like forever, 20 years or something.
No.
Not the strongest. There's some okay songs on there. They do a lot of that. They like doing their ballads, and it definitely is like,
they grew up, you know, just like a lot of musicians.
You know, they're trying to recreate that track that missing from like 01 or whenever that, or 2000 when Todd Terry remixed it and kind of, you know, they got re-released.
Yeah. Like
the original song didn't do anything, but then Todd Terry gave it a kind of a Chicago house sound. And
yeah,
they blew up.
That
and
was,
they are kind of trying to recreate some of that sound on this, like a little bit of the drum and bass sound that they have going.
The problem is that music has progressed. That was that song, when they did that, that was way ahead of its time. Now it's everyone's caught up finally.
Oh, it's 20 years later, but she still, her voice still sounds great, right?
Speaking of catching up, I see this guy going into singer-songwriter in about 20 years from now. Roosevelt, prolific songwriter. He's just blowing up right now. He's everywhere. I'm going to play a song called Ordinary Love from Roosevelt. We played a song by Roosevelt called Ordinary Love, sorry. He's got a lot of great songs. And then we had Beach House start off the whole set with Dark Spring off of their album 7.
Yeah, and speaking of prolific writers, these guys, that's like, their band is like their job. They're in the studio 12 hours a day writing music. And
it's their job. And
it's just crazy.
It's their job. Yeah, they like the studio.
They like making music. It's amazing.
You know, I guess it's better than, you know, doing drugs.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the 70s bands. I don't know.
They did drugs and made music.
It's their job.
That was the creative juice they needed, Tim.
I guess so. Yeah.
All right, let's...
Speaking of creative juice.
Dead Mouse, yeah. He likes his Ferraris, doesn't he?
He's just... keeps producing music. He's become a studio guy. Just listen to this next song. You'll hear it.
All right, let's play the song. It's Dead Mouse, My Heart Has Teeth. It's in Mike with you.